Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. And thanks to our wonderful sponsors, GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. Well, my last trip for this calendar year was to Chicago recently for the American Seed Trade Association's 2012 Corn, Sorghum, and Soybean Seed Research Conference and Seed Expo, where I learned lots of new stuff that I never knew before. Lots about seeds and seed treatments, obviously. And I also learned that biotech traits are called events. And I got to know a little bit more about a company called MS Technologies, or MS Tech Seed. This company was founded in West Point, Iowa in 2004 and quickly made a name for itself in collaboration with Bayer Crop Science with a little product called Liberty Link Soybeans. At ASTA, MS Tech was talking about two other projects, Enlist E3 with Dow AgroSciences and another Bayer collaboration that we'll be hearing much more about in the new year. I caught up with MS Tech brand manager Lauren August by phone after the ASTA conference to find out more about what's still being called by its working name, FG72.
We're really excited about the FG72 product. We really feel like FG72 is going to provide some alternatives to growers. We have developed FG72 with the top-notch elite genetics that MS Tech is known for. And then also have made the actual germplasm inclusive of tolerance to both glyphosate and isoxaflutol. Many people are familiar with isoxaflutol actually in its use with corn in the Balance Flex herbicide. This is the first instance, though, of isoxaflutol tolerance in soybeans.
Lauren, first of all, tell us a little bit more detail about how this tolerance has been used in corn, some of the products that it's an active ingredient in right now.
Like I said, isoxaflutol actually is non-lethal in corn, so it's been used effectively for many years. And one of the herbicides most people know isoxaflutol from is Balance Flex, which is sort of the sister product to Bayer's Balance Bean herbicide, which will be used in conjunction with the FG72 soybean. Another product that some people are familiar with is Corvus. That also is used in corn, and isoxaflutol is an element of Corvus herbicide. You know, one of the things also, just to give you a little more detail about isoxaflutol and its use in Balance Bean and Balance Flex, is the unique reactivation capabilities. So growers will actually be able to spray Balance Bean on FG72 soybeans, and they're going to receive protection against weeds all the way through canopy closure.
Well, now, FG72, kind of a cumbersome name. I'm sure you're going to come up with something cooler than that, right, when you do a formal brand launch coming up soon?
Absolutely. Right now, FG72 is the working name. Right now, we wanted to make sure, at least for ASTA, that we really made growers and dealers and agronomists aware that this technology is coming available in spring of 2015. We anticipate, though, going and making some more formal announcements regarding FG2, including releasing some field data, announcing where test plots are going to be this summer, and then also releasing an official brand name.
Well, what kind of reaction have you gotten so far from seed dealers and growers about this potential new active ingredient?
People are excited. You know, one of the things that FG72 is going to provide growers that they are particularly excited about is those dual modes of action. So growers are going to benefit from glyphosate, which people know. They know it's safe, it's proven, it's effective. But they're also going to receive that secondary mode of action through Balance Bean. So like I said, with the reactivation capabilities, they're going to continue receiving protection against weeds all the way through canopy closure. You know, one of the other things that I've heard pretty consistently from growers that they're excited about is the non-volatile nature of the FG72 herbicides. So glyphosate and Balance Bean can be used in conjunction without any worries about tank mix or, you know, even affecting their neighbors' crops or gardens.
Lauren, why don't you tell us a little bit more about MS Technologies for people who might not be familiar? You're kind of like the company behind the companies when they come out with products like this.
MS Tech really is a leading trait and technology provider, but like you said, is kind of the company behind the company. So they work with a variety of different companies in collaboration. So they're able to provide their elite germplasm through their wide portfolio available in-house. Many people are going to be familiar with MS Tech or MS Technologies through its involvement with the LibertyLink soybean. They worked with Bayer in a collaboration a few years ago on that. Other products that people are going to be familiar with is Enlist E3 and now FG72.
Okay, anything else you want to add, Lauren? Anything more you want to talk about what's coming up new from MS Technologies?
Sure. Right now, we're just going to be focused on FG72. One of the things that I didn't mention before is we do anticipate FG72 being the first step in a foundational system that will eventually grow to include additional tolerances. We are announcing or really letting people know that the next step is going to be a triple stack trait with glyphosate, isoxaflutol, and then glufosinate, which is the chemistry that most people know from its involvement in LibertyLink.
Well, I know you said you've got a couple, you're going to be announcing this throughout the year. Is one of the places you're going to be at Commodity Classic this year?
You know, right now we are looking at a variety of different locations. We want to make sure that wherever we do go, however, we really are able to reach the highest number of growers, make sure that there's plenty of dealers and agronomists there as well, so we can all chat about it together.
Thanks again to Lauren August of MS Technologies for giving us a glimpse of some new and exciting innovations to come that we'll be hearing more about in the new year. I'd also like to take this opportunity now to wish everyone a very blessed and beautiful Christmas season on behalf of all of us here at Zimcom New Media and AgWired and all of our affiliated online publications. And thanks once again to our Zimcast sponsors. Those have been sponsoring us all year long. That's Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus and Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. And that's our Zimcast. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.